Coming up in our headlines, Africa Center for Energy Policy calls for a load shedding timetable as government tackles power supply challenges. We'll hear from the director of ASEP, Ben Boache Shun, and also in this bulletin, Ghana advised to keep an open door foreign policy with the US as the country goes to the polls tomorrow. Later, Radisys Technology, one of the partners involved in the implementation of 5G, confirms its readiness to meet government deadline of 2026. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. The recent wave of power shedding has significantly impacted productivity across various regions of the country. Executive Director of the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ASEP, Ben Boache, highlighted ongoing challenges in the energy sector and called for a timetable to keep consumers informed and enable businesses to operate smoothly. He shared these insights on the Super Morning Show.
The worst part is that when power is available, it is distributed in a way that makes it difficult to be productive with it. What it means is that you still have the power, that you maybe run a lot of losses. You're not optimizing the power that you're actually paying for. And that is the worst part. So that's why it's important that you properly communicate some of these things and then share the load and then provide optimal power to those who have it. And then they can actually be productive with that kind of energy.
Benjamin Boache is the Executive Director of the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ASEP. Radisys Technology, a key partner in the deployment of the fifth generation network technology, 5G, in the country, has assured that it has the capacity to provide the network to the entire country before government's deadline of 2026. Speaking to Joy Business after an official launch of the network in Accra, Chief Executive of the company, Peter Schussler, said, together with its partners, they will work to rally operators to provide available towers to support the implementation.
We have matched three different radios from three different suppliers onto our open system, and that is just the beginning of how things will evolve from this. So we are confident that the technology will be available. The pace of rollout is going to be determined by the availability of towers and sites, and that is something that NGIC is working on very actively together with their partners. But we will be ready from our side as to everything that we need to do.
Meanwhile, Minister for Communications and Digitalization, Eslo Usuekuful, hinted that the deployment of the infrastructure forms part of digitalizing the economy and ensuring inclusive growth.
In terms of digitalizing every aspect of our economy, we need high-speed broadband connectivity. And that's, we can put in place all the great interventions and all of that. But without that underlying infrastructure, which is carrying all that content, it would just be reserved for those who can afford it, for those who are in our big cities. But it is absolutely essential that we don't leave any Ghanaian behind in our drive to build a digital economy, which is the wave of today and the future, and the way this government has deliberately been putting interventions in place.
You heard the Minister of Digitalization and Communications, Eslo Usuekuful, there. Now, as the US prepares to go to the polls tomorrow to elect a president, some financial analysts have advised Ghana to keep an open-door policy due to promises made by former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Speaking to Joy Business financial analyst in the US, Dr. Wisdom Dogbe said the uncertainties in US politics mean Ghana must also diversify its foreign relations with the East.
I think that Ghana needs to adopt a balanced diplomacy, right? I mean, a strategic foreign policy posture. There's just a lot of uncertainty now in the U.S. politics and the impact of that on foreign policy. So I think it will make sense for Ghana to maintain a balanced foreign policy position that engages with both the U.S. and distant powers, positioning Ghana as a neutral ground for dialogue and also cooperation, without compromising our values when it comes to democracy, peace, and stability and economic sustainability on the global stage. And I also think we should continue to diversify economic partnerships, including, you know, engaging with multiple powers and fostering more relationships with eastern powers like India and Japan, without compromising our shared values with the United States.
Dr. Wisdom Dugbe is a financial analyst in the US. To some other stories, DSIK Western Africa is urging corporate unions in the country to consider establishing savings club in various senior high and tertiary schools in their catchment areas. According to the country rep for DSIK Western Africa, this can be used as a vehicle to teach students about the importance of savings in the country. He was speaking to journalists when the organization, in partnership with the Ghana Cooperative Credit Unions, organized a training for selected schools in the central region to mark this year's World Savings Day under the theme Secure Your Tomorrow with Savings.
You know, this one is a one-off or a starting point. And I think from here, the credit unions, when they created the savings clubs in the schools, they have the opportunity to work and train the young people over a longer period. Because to my conviction, it's not just like this and you say, okay, now I have a culture of saving. You need to practice it day by day by day, and they can support them to go on this journey.
Meanwhile, board chairman of the Ghana Cooperative Credit Unions Association, Dr. Bernard Bingap, highlighted the need for some financial institutions to build trust to attract savings.
The biggest challenge is the economy. As you know, and you have rightly alluded to, if you have a stable economy, parents can produce and therefore will pass on to the young ones. They don't earn anything. Whatever they get it from their parents. So if you have a very unstable economy, it makes it difficult for savings. The second one is trust. Not long ago, you realize that a lot of the banks were faded out. It has brought in a lot of mistrust. So for us at the credit, you know, one of the things we are doing is to build trust. How do we build trust? Each time there's a transaction on your account, you should get an alert. Anytime there's an activity, because then you can see that if something untoward is happening to your money, you'll get to know.
Dr. Bernard Bingap is the board chairman of the Ghana Cooperative Credit Unions Association, speaking to Joy Business there. A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report with me, Pius Kojo-Baka. Nova, a wholly owned Ghanaian oil marketing company and a subsidiary of the CH Group, is promoting green energy in Ghana following its donation of clean cooking stoves to local food cooking businesses in Verta in the Volta region. Speaking at the donation of clean cooking stoves to local food cooking businesses at Nova Verta Fuel Filling Station, the managing director, Kwesijiga, explained that they are bringing green energy to the communities as part of their commitment to promote clean cooking.
And also empowering women in rural areas and other communities to make sure that they will promote their businesses. By donating the cook stoves to them, we are promoting their businesses. We are taking them off charcoal, which means that we are contributing towards carbon neutrality by year 2040. Today we have 10 cook stoves. These cook stoves are very expensive, but as part of our commitment, we think that we should donate this to the women who are into cooking, commercial cooking in rural areas.
Kwesijiga is the managing director of Nova. Now, for your insurance tip on Money Lab, we will shed more light on accidents and liability insurances. Listen.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. In the last edition, we discussed fire insurances. Today, we are looking at accident and liability insurances. Accident and liability insurance provides financial protection to individuals and organizations against accidental injury to individual or to a group of individuals, accidental loss or damage to a business's operations, and then also your liability to the public. Thank you for staying with us today. See you again next week.
Just gone by was Isaac Edu, the Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance, with today's edition of Insurance Tip on Money Lab. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember. Star 77.